Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a top loop and make it do that proper jungle job. Fast, rolling, alive but also tight, controlled, and with warm tape style grip that feels sampled, not sterile. We're working in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level, and the key theme is resampling as a creative commit step. The end goal is a printed top loop you can slice and rearrange like classic old school workflow, sitting cleanly over your kick and snare at around 160 to 175 BPM. Let's park it at 170 to keep it classic. First, set your project tempo to 170 BPM. And a quick preference that'll save you headaches. Go into Preferences, Record Warp Launch, and consider turning Auto Warp Long Samples off. It's optional, but it stops Live from making helpful decisions that can throw your groove around. Now, you need an anchor. Jungle tops don't exist in a vacuum. Get a kick and snare pattern going, or a main break chop, something that defines where the pocket is. The whole point is your top loop is going to lock to your drums, not float above them like a separate song. Step 1. Choose a top loop source that actually has air. That could be the top end of a break like an Amen or Think. High passed so you're mostly hearing hats and room. It could be a hat or shaker loop from a pack. Or, honestly, one of the cleanest ways is to program your own hats and then bounce them to audio so you can warp and slice them like a sample. Drag it onto an audio track and name that track TOP loop source. Small thing, but naming tracks keeps you moving fast once you start printing versions. Now we warp. Double-click the clip to open the clip view and turn warp on. Set the seg BPM so it matches the loop, or let Live guess and then correct it. Here's the important part. For rhythmic tops, warp mode should usually be beats. In beats mode, set preserve to 1/16th or 1/8th. 1/16th is tighter and more machine roll. 1/8th is a bit more forgiving if the loop has a lot of wash. Then the envelope control starts somewhere around 40 to 70%. Higher envelope means more clamp, more tight, more choppy. Lower means looser, more smear, more natural. Before you start throwing warp markers everywhere, do a quick honesty check. Solo the top loop with your kick and snare anchor. Listen for one recurring problem inside the loop itself. Like, if one hat is late every bar, don't drag the whole clip around. Fix that one moment with a single warp marker. Minimal markers is the goal. Too many markers and the loop starts doing this nervous jitter thing that kills the vibe. Find a strong transient at the start. Usually the first big hat hit. Right click and set 1.1.1 here so your loop starts properly. Then add warp markers only at the key points. 1.2, 1.3. 1.4, and maybe a couple of important accents. Nudge them so the hats sit where you want them against the snare. And this is where you make a taste decision. Old school rolling jungle often feels best when the hats are a hair late. Not flaming, not sloppy, just a tiny drag. Think pulling you forward, not falling behind. If you want an extra pro move here, use groove intentionally. Instead of hard quantizing the top loop, extract groove from your main break or snare. Right-click your main break clip. Choose Extract Groove. Then drop that groove onto the top loop clip. Start subtle. Timing around 10 to 25%. Random around 0 to 5%. Velocity around 0 to 10%. That locks the tops into the same hand feel as your break without flattening everything. Next, we clean the loop so the grit stays musical. Put EQ 8 first on top loop source. High pass it hard. A 24 dB per octave high pass somewhere in the 200 to 350 Hz range is a good starting place. You're making a top loop, so don't let low mids hang around and fight your snare body and bass. Then check for harshness. If the loop is spiky in that painful cymbal range, do a gentle wide dip. Maybe 2 to 4 dB somewhere between 6 and 10 kHz. Wide Q. Nothing surgical yet. The idea is, remove the stuff that will become ugly once we saturate. Optional but very effective. Add a gate after the EQ. This is not about turning the loop into a chopped mess. It's about slightly reducing room wash and tightening tails so the groove reads clearer at 170. Start with threshold around minus 30 to minus 20 dB. Fast attack, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond. Hold around 10 to 30 ms. Release around 60 to 140 ms. Adjust while listening in context with your drums. If you hear obvious pumping or chattering, back off. You want tidier, not gated 80s drums. Now we add the tapish grit, but controlled. And a big teacher note here, gain staging matters more than the device settings. Before you drive anything, look at clip gain. If the clip is already slanting, your saturator will distort in a way you didn't choose. Pull the clip gain down a bit so you have headroom, then add drive on purpose. For a simple, fast chain with stock devices, put saturator next. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB, and then trim the output so the level matches when you bypass it. That's huge. If it's louder, you'll think it's better, and you'll accidentally overdo it. After saturator, add drum bus. This is where the grit knob lives. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch around 5 to 25%. Then push transients up, somewhere like plus 5 to plus 20, so you don't lose the snap of the hats. And turn boom off. Boom is for low-end weight, and we're dealing with tops. Then add glue compressor for that subtle clamp that feels a bit like tape compression. Keep it gentle. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're getting maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to crush the hats, we're just trying to make them sit like they've gone through a path. Then put utility last. Set width somewhere in the 80 to 120% range. And here's a big jungle mixing reality check. Too wide can actually make the drop feel smaller, because your center loses authority. Consider automating width. Wider in intros, narrower in the loudest sections. Something like 110 to 130% in the intro, then pull it back to 80 to 95% for the drop. That contrast makes the drop hit harder, even if the samples are the same. If you want a dirtier old sampler or tape vibe, Lev 12 gives you Roar. You can swap it in or add it. Use a tapish or soft clip style. Keep the mix around 30 to 60%, and use filtering so you don't get harsh top-end fizz. And if you want a tiny bit of crunchy digital edge, add Redux, but be gentle. Downsample just a little, maybe 2 to 8, bit reduction 0 to 2. The rule is, if your hats start turning into white noise, pull back. Grit should feel like speed and attitude, not a spray can. Quick harshness fix if rides start turning into sandpaper. After distortion, notch a little around 3 to 5 kHz, and then low pass gently around 14 to 16 kHz. You keep excitement, lose fatigue. Alright, now we commit. This is the resampling moment. Create a new audio track and name it TOP loop print. In audio from, you can choose resampling to capture the master, or choose TOP loop source post effects if you want more controlled routing. I usually prefer recording from the source track post effects so I'm not printing other stuff by accident, but either method is valid. Arm top loop print. Loop your drums and record 4 or 8 bars. If you want the truly lived in sampled vibe, record 16 to 32 bars and slowly perform one knob while recording. For example, slowly move drum bus crunch, or roar mix, or a gentle filter. That performed processing gives you those little evolving moments that feel like hardware. Stop recording. Now you've got an audio clip with the vibe baked in. This is where it starts feeling like jungle sampling culture, because you're not endlessly tweaking a chain. You've created a piece of audio you can cut up and treat like a record. Next, micro-tighten the print. Grab the best 4 or 8 bar section and consolidate it so you've got a clean region. Set warp mode on the printed clip. Beats mode often still works, but if you get clicky artifacts, try texture. Add tiny fade-ins on the clip or on slices later, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. If it still feels loose, you can do some microsurgery. Add warp markers every 8th note and line up the strongest accents. But don't sterilize it. You're aiming for controlled chaos. Leave a little swing, a little push-pull. And here's a tasteful advanced trick, manual tape drag. On the printed clip, once every 8 bars, choose one little hat run. Put a warp marker just before it. Pull it a few milliseconds late, and then recover by the next beat. Subtle. If you hear it as an effect, it's too much. If you feel it as a wobble of energy, it's perfect. Now slice it like jungle. Right-click the printed clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, and map it to Simpler. In Simpler Slice mode, adjust sensitivity, so you get musically useful chunks, not a slice for every microscopic tick. Program a 1 or 2 bar pattern. A nice approach is, keep a consistent 16th note roll feel, but occasionally trigger a busier slice for little fills. And don't be afraid to drop hats out on snare hits sometimes. That space is part of why old school grooves feel big. It's not just density, it's contrast. For arrangement, think like a DJ-friendly edit. Intro, just the top loop, filtered down, then slowly open the filter and increase saturation mix so it feels like the tape warming up. On the drop, full tops plus main break and kick snare. Every 8 bars, mute the tops for half a bar before a fill. That tiny dropout makes the next hit feel massive. Now, last step, make it sit with the main drums. You can group your drums into a drum bus and do light glue there, like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, plus a tiny EQ dip around 7 to 9 kHz if hats are fighting cymbals. And if you want the snare to stay king without killing the roll, sidechain the top slightly from the snare. Put compressor on top loop print, enable sidechain, choose the snare track, ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 5 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of ducking on snare hits. If that pumps too much, use the compressor sidechain filter or put an EQ before the detector conceptually, so you're really ducking the sharp top energy, not the whole loop. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to dodge. Don't overwarp. Too many markers equals unnatural jitter. Don't saturate so hard the hats become fizzy and tiring. Don't leave low mids in the tops. That 200 to 500 Hz area will muddy your snare and bass. Don't print too loud and accidentally bake in nasty digital clipping unless you truly want that. And don't go crazy with stereo width. Massive wide hats can make the center feel weak.